In Loxley village, a young man runs towards a church, muttering to himself and dragging a long plank of wood. He stacks it against several other planks barricading the door, then runs over to a thatched house and collects more wood and kindling. He takes out a tinder box and produces a shower of sparks. He smiles and watches with wild eyes as the flames take hold.
Fire! Fire!
You!
We told you to go!
Quickly, help! Help!
Heretic! Heretic!
The villagers attack him with sticks, but the man manages to fend them off before one of them hits him on the back and knocks him to the ground. In the distance, a hooded figure arrives on horseback and watches as the villagers pour water on the fire and drag the man to the lake.
Put him in!
They push the man's head underwater. The hooded figure fires two arrows into a tree.
It's the devil!
Stop!
He has to save his own!
The devil could make it!
You'll have to deal with me instead.
This is no business of yours, Robin. The stranger's been killing our livestock, fouling our well!
What kind of man burns churches?
I'll let you know. When I've asked him, he fights like a crusader.
Soldier! Break! Battle!
The man jumps onto the back of Robin's horse, and the two of them gallop away.
Bring him back! Heretic!
Robin Hood, starring Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Also starring Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, and Anjali Jay. Written by Richard Curty and Bev Doyle. Episode 10, Peace Off. Sherwood Forest.
So, Master, forgive me, but you found him trying to burn a church, yet you saved him and not the church.
Because I could not fit the church on my horse.
What are they?
Strange symbols on the man's chest.
These look like Eastern symbols.
Jack, did these mean anything to you?
Jack takes a look at the swirling patterns.
I don't know. It could be some sort of code.
She looks at the man warily.
It's strange. He fought like a crusader back in Loxley.
Yeah, on the wrong side by the looks of him.
No. He definitely went out with King Richard. He's beyond sides now. War has turned his mind.
Crusader's sickness.
And there'll be thousands more like him while the war drags on. He needs care. Much you need to look after him.
Oh, no. Master. Master, please. I mean, look at him. Surely.
Well, you looked after me all these years.
Yeah, but he's a menace. Yes. You know, I think that's the first time we've actually agreed on something. Well, he's been burning down churches and fouling wells.
Robin offers his hand to the man, but the man doesn't shake it. He looks at it for a moment, then looks at Robin. Robin withdraws his hand. John trudges away.
Fine. I'll look after him. Just answer me one question. How are you meant to look after a deranged heretic?
The man's piercing eyes stare at Robin. Nottingham Castle. Marion's stroking a horse, waiting for it to be saddled. Gisborne's watching her from the balcony.
Meet the secret to controlling wild birds. Not jealous of a horse.
Marion and I have had a disagreement, that is all. I'd hoped.
Hope? I would rather be dead than spend my life hoping. I hope for this, I hope for that. Buy her something. a trinket or two.
Marion is not the type to be bought.
Nonsense. All women can be bought. It's a nesting thing. They want to make sure that their offspring are provided for. They're animals, really.
Sir, your Saracen guest has asked if you're going to be dining with him.
Already? Well, what have you prepared for him?
Brain of goat.
Marvellous.
Here, give him this. I can't believe the Saracens actually like that kind of filth.
No, I don't believe so either. But I think our Saracen friend, well, he thinks we're being polite.
Got to keep him happy, Gizmo, if we're to get what we want.
Amazing! You've got to see this wagon, boys. It's completely unique.
I've never seen a set of wheels like it.
Independent suspension, reinforced chassis.
It's a fine
machine, Robin.
What's that?
Rich owner, too. Because this isn't wood. It's not English wood. It's Finnish, mate.
I mean, it's just spectacular.
Eastern cedar. My dad got a block of it once to make dagger handles with. It's very easy to route. I'm serious, Rob. You can cut through it like butter.
Oh, slide right
this
down.
This must have got caught up in the storm 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This gully must have been a torrent.
Hey, looks like some kind of list.
Is that directions?
Robin looks at the remains of a map.
It's the castle, I think.
Looks like the sheriff's got himself a rich visitor.
Little John sees something in the wagon.
What's up, John?
There!
Hey, steady up, John! What's got into you?
Robin jumps out wearing a black mask.
It's no joke, Robin! It's witchcraft!
Hardly.
It's a fine piece of work. What a nasty mind. Robin.
The sheriff's certainly keeping some strange company.
Robin! Let it be!
John, it's only a mask!
Suddenly a flock of birds takes flight and a rush of wind scatters leaves.
Oh, come on!
Little John and Alan look around in fear.
Get a grip.
Knighton Hall.
Really? I do not like surprises.
Well, you're like this one.
Gisborne removes a blindfold from Marion's eyes.
Oh, he's beautiful.
A majestic horse.
But I cannot possibly accept him.
Why not?
The expense.
What expense? My fortune is secure. I can provide for you.
Really?
That's what I've been trying to show you. Humour me. Just put him through his paces.
She smiles and climbs into the saddle. Gisborne watches as Marion rides off.
Right, we're going to try some cooking. Very calming, understand?
The man stares at him.
I'll take that as a yes. Now, we have pork, carrots, onions, parsnips. Now, most servants would tell you that this is a stew, but, well, this I call the much touch. Take the same ingredients, chop them up, skewer them on a broken arrow, cook it over a fire, you're left with something far more interesting. Learned that in Cyprus. There they call it...
Shish kebabi.
Then you'll know how delicious they are.
Are you sure it's a good idea to give him the knife?
Much turns to look at Jack.
He does have a name. He's called, he's called Harold. Maybe this is your true calling, your new life. I've often thought a man can make a good living doing this. Get himself a cart, wheel it up to the alehouse of an evening. Set out his wares, some of these, a bit of stew, meat pies. Make a killing.
It is! And another thing, my cousin definitely saw a man turn into a frog. He did, just outside of Dorchester!
I thought you said he was always drunk, your cousin.
Well, he is, but still.
Another mouth for dinner.
Not you as well!
What is that?
Put it this way, I would not like to be on the receiving end of this.
Looks like it's for torture.
Whatever it is, that is not Christian. Don't do that. You might cause plagues of locusts, rivers of blood.
What?
Our friends are convinced a master of the dark arts is at the castle. Someone from the east to scare us, a bogeyman under the bed. Come on! And look, it's working already.
Something this grotesque cannot be for good.
Harold seized by fear.
That is an evil!
Something to do with me!
Harold!
Torturer!
Calm down! She's one of us. Now listen to me. Drop the knife.
Little John throws a stone at Harold.
What did you do that for?
Save Jack!
He trusted me! He was gonna drop the knife!
You see? That's how it works. Fear.
After being hit on the head, Harold's lying unconscious. Much lifts him up. Prince Malik is being served a bowl of goat's brains resting on a goat's skull.
This all looks most delicious. In truth, food this exotic in my country is eaten only occasionally.
Really? Well, it's no trouble. Anything to make you feel more at home.
Bismillah.
Indeed. Bismillah.
Prince Malik tucks into his goat's brains, but the sheriff puts his back in the bowl.
So, when do we start work?
Oh, I share your impatience, but we can't start without Prince Tom.
But it has been 2 weeks already. We must act by the next full moon. Otherwise, there is no time.
Please, just a little more patience. I mean, if there is anything we can do to make your stay more bearable, maybe more Eye of Toad, so on.
No. I would like to press on. Perhaps if Prince John cannot come here, I could recover my wagon and go to London. That may be easier.
You are confined for your own protection. You yourself urged the need for secrecy in this business.
Then let us start this business. Prince John or no Prince John.
We have a saying in this country, all work, no play. That's what the poor do.
The sheriff eats an eyeball, but has difficulty swallowing it. He squints, then pops one eye open. In the forest.
Come on, John. We're off to drag the wagon out of the mud.
No!
We need something strong to keep Harold in when he has his turns. The wagon's perfect.
I stay here. Protected.
You're not serious. The biggest man in Sherwood, jumping at shadows.
What shadows? The devil!
He points at the mask hanging from a tree. It has needles protruding through the metal, designed to be pushed through into the face of the wearer.
Will?
Will goes over to Robin.
Going to Nottingham. Find out who's really at the castle. We have got to help Little John.
Marion stroking her horse.
Don't tell me the night watchman's been dipping into the profits.
Some men take pleasure in giving women gifts.
This is a lot of gift. And tell me, was it a lot of pleasure? And how were you thinking of reciprocating?
Maybe you'd find out if you gave me a gift. As it is, you only come out of the woodwork to ask me for favours. Like now. So?
Do we have an interesting guest at the castle? The owner of this was on his way there. We found his wagon. You think he's from the east?
You've been eating too many mushrooms in that forest.
My men think the sheriff has been using a sorcerer.
Well, they've been eating too many mushrooms.
Agreed. But if you can tell us who it is, I can reassure my men. John will not even leave the forest.
Another one who only comes out of the woodwork when he has to. I'll see what I can do.
Harold wakes up from a dream.
Hey. Well, don't worry. It's for your own protection. Well, ours, really.
What did I do this time?
Well, let's just say you, ruined the kebabs.
You don't have to lie to me.
You tried to kill Jack, because she is a Saracen. Which, if I may say, is odd, considering 5 minutes ago you were going to burn down a Christian church. I mean, come on, make your mind up.
The Saracen, beware the Saracen!
Harold.
The Saracen destroys everything in your mind.
Listen to me. Now, apart from being a girl, Jack is one of the lads. All right?
Harold's tied up in a makeshift cage.
And you know when it's going to happen, these turns.
Anything can start. I'm watching a child fishing in a stream. And suddenly I'm looking in the water.
The water's full of bodies. Drowned, left to rot.
So you know.
Where were you?
I see her. Tripoli. Heligonia.
We were at Accra.
You must get the dreams.
Of course. It's our punishment.
Much glances round at Little John.
All this fuss over a painted mask. Come on, you're not an animal.
No. It's better this way.
Better for whom?
Harold touches his head, then looks away. Nottingham Castle.
One goes in, and one comes out. Anyone asks on me now?
Yes, sir.
Ah, Marion. How thoughtful.
Actually, I heard there was a guest staying in the castle, and I thought he might enjoy some local fruit.
Oh, no. He doesn't like this kind of food.
He sounds intrigued.
I'm afraid you really can't be here, Marion. Orders.
Orders, orders. May I remind you, Guy, we are engaged. You subjected me to orders. However impressive your gifts is rather inappropriate.
She takes the apple from him, puts it back in the basket and walks away. He smiles to himself. Marion walks down the corridor. Once out of sight, she turns to look back, then grabs a torch from the wall. She heads down the corridor, looking around warily. She opens a door and sees two guards standing outside another door.
Listen to this. He's got a bad voice. I haven't heard this sort of thing since that last battle by Edward III.
Inform our Saracen guest that I was sleeping.
He wouldn't take no for an answer, sir.
Please, now, Doctor, please.
The sheriff strides into Prince Malik's room.
You're a mourning person, I see.
Sheriff, I've had an excellent idea.
Really?
If you would lend me some soldiers, I can go find my carriage.
That old wreck. I already said I'll get you a new one.
Unless Prince John is arriving today, Sheriff, it would make me most happy to find my carriage. It was specially made for my father.
Well, in that case, how can I refuse?
You are a most gracious host.
Ishmael.
The sheriff strides out of the room.
Wait, Gizmo.
At this hour, sir.
If I can't sleep, neither can he.
The sheriff licks his fingers, then comes to a halt.
Tell him to keep the Saracen happy. At least give him the illusion of freedom.
He slicks down his remaining hair.
I hope you're not leading me on a wild goose chase, Malik.
I am sure it was around here. Though it all looks quite similar. Very green. Stranger on the move. Out the castle.
Kind of stranger.
Saracen is our friend.
Oh, we could be attacked by spirits at any moment.
Rode out at dawn with Gisborne and his troops.
Which way was he heading?
This way. Into the forest.
We've got to smash that thing up. It could draw him towards us.
Nothing is going to draw anybody anywhere. Now let's go and see who he is, shall we? Come on, John, come and face your fear.
It's all right, John.
We are taking on the forces of darkness and we'll be all right.
Yes, it's a Saracen man. Now listen to me. This is what we are going to do.
Gisborne, Prince Malik, and their armed escort ride on galloping horses through Sherwood Forest. Malik spots something to the side of the trail, and they dismount.
There she is. Come, let us see how badly she is damaged.
That wagon's not going anywhere.
Prince Malik climbs onto the overturned wagon.
She is still in one piece. That's good Saracen craftsmanship.
Robin pulls Malik off the wagon and holds a knife to his throat.
Now, you can do this my way, or you can turn me into a frog.
What?
My way then.
What?
Gisban and his men are forced back by a volley of arrows from an unseen enemy. When the firing stops, Gisban draws his sword and jumps onto the wagon. He looks for signs of Prince Malik. He's vanished. No! Alan blows him a kiss before scampering off into the woods with Will. Meanwhile, Jack's preparing a potion.
You're sure it won't cause him any pain?
What choice do we have? He's much too dangerous. We need to control him.
There must be another way.
Look, we tried your way. He nearly killed me.
Much holds the potion under his nose and sniffs it warily. Getting up, he takes it over to Harold's cage.
She says it tastes of strawberries.
You want to kill me, use a sword.
This is not a poison. This is to help you sleep.
You trust her? Saracen?
Yes. And you should trust me.
He dips his fingers in the potion, then puts them in his mouth.
It does taste of strawberries.
I like strawberries. Best of all.
Much holds the cup through the wooden bars of the cage, and Harold drinks. Looking anxiously at Much, Harold falls asleep. Much raises his eyebrows at Jack, who smiles back at him. Robin throws Prince Malik to the ground in front of John.
So, tell me, John, what is so powerful about him?
Ahil Sada!
Jack sinks to her knees at the sight of Prince Malik.
Ahil Sada!
At least one of you knows how to show respect.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
This man is Prince Malik al-Ayyubi ibn Chati, nephew of Saladin. I served under him.
The Saladin? Oops.
He's royalty. Bow down to him.
Nobody bows down to anybody. Not in this forest. John?
What?
Come and say hello.
No!
You I do not like.
My friends would like to know about this mask.
What have you done to it? I cannot present it now.
That's a gift?
It was. A peace offering.
Peace? Let's stick needles in his head, see how he likes it.
And this is what happens when cousins marry. This is a model for teaching. Needles, placed correctly on parts of the body, can cure all sorts of ailments.
Sounds like dodgy magic to me.
This is science, not magic.
What, so you're a physician then?
You see, John? A physician, that's all.
I'm not a physician. I'm an ambassador. This gift for Prince John is a gift of healing, to celebrate our new peace treaty.
Prince John wants peace?
I want peace. The Holy Lands are drenched in blood. Thousands of men die on both sides. This is not the will of Allah. It is the duty of all good men to put an end to this barbarity. So I come to negotiate with Prince John and the Sheriff.
If you really want peace in the Holy Land, then Prince John and the Sheriff are the last people you should be speaking to. Whatever they have told you is a lie.
And how can I believe what you say? You and your band of superstitious, ignorant outlaws. Now I demand you let me go.
I'm not being funny, mate. We've only just caught you.
Let me go, or let the blood of thousands be on your conscience.
Robin considers.
You ordered me to take him into the forest.
You're supposed to bring him back.
All right, I will find him somehow.
A ransom requires a hostage. What am I supposed to give them? You? How much do you get for love struck idiots these days?
Well, the Saracens don't seem to be hurrying to rescue the prince now, do they?
They will come!
Open the door!
Prince Malik returns.
And who was it you said? The Saladin shines of the righteous. He has returned.
These Saracens must really believe we're going to speak peace. Oh, such a brave man. And yet, such a stupid man. Stupid man.
Marion rides into the forest for a rendezvous with Robin and Alan.
Oh, nice legs. I meant the horse.
There's definitely something going on. Somebody's staying in the castle, but nobody's allowed near him.
It's a good job Gisborne's got the gifts covered, then. You don't deserve anything from me.
Guy is being unusually extravagant. It must be a business deal.
It's not a business deal. It's a Saracen prince come to negotiate peace.
With the sheriff?
And he's expecting Prince John.
Well, no one's preparing for a summit.
You do surprise me, Marion.
So how is Gisborne making money out of a Saracen ambassador? It doesn't make sense.
Well, unless it's a ransom.
Well, he's being held hostage.
But he thinks he's a guest.
More fool him. I'll bet there's a fat ransom on its way, even as we speak.
Enjoy the horse while you can. I've got a feeling it might be repossessed.
Much sits Harold down against a tree.
There we go. Just pop your head on there.
He picks up the cup of potion.
Time for another dose.
Harold takes the cup.
No more.
Oh, surely you're feeling better. I mean, that's the first time you've slept peacefully.
It's not sleep. It's living death. If I'm to be destroyed, let it be a soldier's death, or an invalid.
He empties the cup onto the ground, then drops it.
Doesn't have to be either. Your mind, it can heal in time. I saw the horrors, and sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. But I'm still...
You just saw them.
I did them. See these?
Much reaches over and opens Harold's shirt. Tattooed across his torso, an eye on his chest is surrounded by various strange symbols.
You captured me. Tormented me. Tortured me until I killed my own. Killed innocent. Killing was the only thing that would numb the pain. I'm a monster. I'm going to hell. Who is they? Who did this to you?
Crouched on a ridge, Robin and his gang peer down into a clearing. A group of four women wearing flowing Arab garments and veils over their faces are performing meditative movements in formation.
Alan. That doesn't look like a ransom.
It is not a ransom.
Of course it's a ransom. Look, flags of safe passage, women to show good faith.
An armed Saracen general accompanying the women uncovers a painted image of a Christian soldier.
Robin, this is not right. Muslims are forbidden to worship human images.
What surprise? It's only a masterpiece, is it?
I think it might be the Al-Shuja'an. Saladin's assassination squad.
Only one of them is armed. And that chest of money could feed a lot of mouths. Let's take it.
Robin, no!
The general claps his hands, and with lightning movements, the women cartwheel into a tight group and hurl razor-sharp stones at the painted figure.
That's not worship. That's target practice.
You're not listening to me because I'm a woman. Don't make the same mistake with them.
I'm all ears.
Enough excuses! We must start the peace negotiations tonight. Every day that passes, more innocent lives are lost!
Yardy, yardy, yard.
I warn you, Sheriff. I have heard aspersions cast on your honesty.
Aspersions? Surely not.
No, I insist.
We start the talks today, or I travel to London and find Prince John myself.
You see, Gisborne, this is what you have to look forward to already. You start to sound like a wine.
How dare you insult me?
Two words.
Peace off. Throw him in the dungeon.
Sheriff! Sheriff, come back! Get off! Sheriff! Sheriff!
The prince thinks he's here to negotiate peace. And the sheriff thinks a ransom is on its way, but neither of them know that Saladin has sent assassins instead, so...
So we stay here and do nothing. We let those Al-Fajanis kill the sheriff and rescue the prince.
That sounds good to me.
No, the Al-Shuja'an do not rescue. They're killers. That's what they do. Kill or die in the attempt.
Well, if they're not going to rescue the prince, then what are they doing here?
They're here to kill the prince.
Why would Saladin want to kill his own nephew?
A nephew that wants peace at any cost. Saladin wants a fair deal.
So why send him over here in the first place?
But that's the thing. He didn't. He came on his own. We have to rescue the prince.
Well, we tried that before. He doesn't want to know.
War in the Holy Land is 2,000 miles away. It's not our problem.
No, Alan, you're wrong. War is here. It's right here in the forest. He was an ordinary Englishman. He tilled the fields. He loved his wife. He cared for his children.
He's not married.
It's an example.
Then he was forced to go to the Holy Land to fight. Look at him. A pitiful shadow of a man. Every day, good men like Harold are destroyed out there. Only peace can put a stop to this.
Who are you calling pitiful? You ran from women.
You know about them?
I know which part of El, the El Shujan come from. In here.
They're the ones who did this to you.
Does anyone here know what these two are talking about?
Stepping forward, Harold holds out his bound wrists, and in a moment of intense concentration, summons the strength to snap the ropes. As the worried-looking outlaws take a step back, Harold calmly sits down on the ground.
That's what we're talking about.
Everyone looks at Alan. Meanwhile, a portcullis is raised, and the four mysterious women carry a sedan chair holding a chest into the castle courtyard.
War is so much more profitable than peace, especially after today.
Careful they don't cheat us, you know what these Saracens are like.
Well, if they do, we shall give them back their prince on a pro rata basis, chunk by chunk.
The sheriff goes over to the chest.
Salam alaikum. Yes, yes, yes. Salam alaikum.
My dear ransom.
the key.
A sample of the treasure.
The general places a gemstone in the sheriff's hand.
Oh, yes, it's very good. Ooh. Good, but I'd rather have the key.
First, we must see our prince.
Yes, yes, of course. Gisborne, take him to the dungeons.
Gisborne beckons the general as he would a horse.
What now?
I cannot leave the women undefended.
Really rather hoping to do without the hospitality. All right. Leave your weapons outside.
Bring the prince to my quarters.
Prince Malek's dragged into the sheriff's study.
Ah, one prince.
Malek sees the four women standing to attention.
No.
Take him to the great hall.
He's dragged out on his heels.
But you have not given him to me.
You have not given me my money.
Then you leave me no choice. Here is your key.
Holding it up, the general places the key on the table beside the chest. The sheriff gestures for Gisborne to open it. Unlocking the chest, Gisborne lifts up the lid, then stands back in confusion as some sort of mechanism begins to rise from inside. The sheriff gets to his feet and goes over for a closer look. The women cover their faces with their veils, and a cog in the chest turns, tipping the liquid contents of a beaker into another and causing a chemical reaction. A smoke fills the room. Each of the women draws two swords and engages the sheriff's guards. The guards are taken by surprise and prove no match for the women's archery with a sword. Using one of his own men as a shield, the sheriff backs away to the door.
Just help me!
As the sheriff opens the door and escapes, Gisborne collapses to the floor and plays dead. Outside the room, the sheriff staggers through the castle, rubbing his eyes and coughing. He stops, leaning against a wall to catch his breath. Then he begins to run.
Guards!
The general trips him.
Wait! Please! Take him! Take the prince! Forget about the ransom! You got it for free!
You misunderstand, my friend. We're not here to rescue the prince. We come to bury him, along with all talk of peace!
An arrow strikes the general through the heart, and the sheriff catches his saber as he drops it and falls back. Robin holds his sword to the sheriff's face.
Where's the prince?
Forget him! You stay here, protect me! I'll give you a prince.
Where?
In the hall.
Robin sends his gang.
We'll get the horses to the east gate. We'll get Malik.
The women.
Don't leave me!
The women battle with the guards. Meanwhile, Prince Malik's kneeling on the floor as the outlaws burst into the hall.
Get them! Stop them!
Forget us! Watch the entrance!
You're on him! Guard the doors!
The sheriff's with us?
Did no one ever tell you that fools do not deserve to be rescued?
This is not a rescue yet, Malik.
Da-di-da-di-da! Will you just shut up?
They all watch the doors, listening to the guards' screams coming from outside. Robin pulls Malik back by the shoulder.
Get behind me.
Do you have any ideas?
Much, Jack John. Over there. Alan, Vasey, with me.
Me?
Do it or we die.
They stand and wait. Suddenly, the doors burst open, and the four women step over the threshold, removing their veils and drawing their swords. Running into the hall, they stand facing Robin, Alan, and the sheriff.
Oi! Come on, then!
Finding themselves surrounded, the women form a circle and brandish their swords in well-practiced moves. The outlaws engage the women, and a pitched battle ensues. Alan's thrown to the floor, while Much takes a kick to the face. John swings his staff, but his attack's easily parried. Fighting side by side, Robin and the sheriff take on one female assassin between them. John, Alan, Robin and the sheriff all end up on the floor.
This isn't much fun at all!
Suddenly, a cry comes out from the door. Somersaulting into the centre of the hall, holding a sword in each hand, a bare-chested Harold faces the four women alone. The women brandish their swords, then surround him and attack as one. Harold matches their technique and fends them off with expert moves.
Get Malik out now!
Robin, Alan and the sheriff rejoin the fight while the others attempt to smuggle Prince Malik out of the hall. Harold slays two of the women.
One, two.
Keep behind me! Keep behind me!
As the remaining two gang up on him, he takes one out with a chop to the torso. Disarming the last assassin, he slices her throat with both of his swords. As Prince Malak and the outlaws look on in awe, the sheriff gets to his feet.
Get him, Prince Brismala, far away from here.
The feeling is mutual.
And Loxley, remember, business as usual, tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Later, in the forest, Harold's wearing the black mask. Surrounded by Robin and his gang, Prince Malak reaches over and removes one of the needles.
And you've never done this before?
I've studied the theory.
Will it work?
Ask him yourself.
How do you feel?
It doesn't feel bad. It's been a long time since I could say that.
How long would the needles have to stay in?
Of that, I am not certain. I will send more instruction once I've reached Jerusalem.
No need. I'll come with you. See you safe.
You're going to go back there?
There'll be no true peace in here till there's peace out there.
I'm afraid your hopes for peace may be in vain.
Not so. Think about it, my friend. Saladin sends his finest soldiers to kill me, yet I survive. It is the will of Allah. Allah wills peace. Saladin may be ruthless, but he is also a good Muslim, and even he must follow the will of Allah.
Harold smiles.
Good luck.
Now it's evening, and Robin and Much are holding burning torches as they bid Harold and Prince Malak farewell.
It's amazing what a few well-placed needles can do.
I don't think it was just the needles, Much. You understood him. You gave him hope.
I didn't do anything. I just listened to him.
Well, maybe that's the real magic. Listening.
Much ponders.
Why don't you listen to me more then, Master? Master!
What? Sorry. Sorry, did you say something?
Unbelievable. You talk to me about listening, then you don't listen.
Pardon?
You talk to me about listening. Very funny. Very funny. Seriously, you don't. You don't listen to me.
I do listen to you.
You don't listen to me.